This is going to be the last class that we're going to read the scriptures entirely in class.
Okay, estaremos dentro de las escrituras enteramente dentro de esta clase.
I love doing that, but we're getting a little far behind, and so the new director is going to be really just try to read the chapter before we get into class. To do that above the lesson.
Okay, básicamente me encanta estar dentro de las escrituras, sin embargo estamos pasando demasiado tiempo durante la clase y en las escrituras, entonces si pudieras leer la escritura antes de la clase, te servirá para tu bien.
So hopefully you remember where we were in the last class. We read through chapter 3.
So leímos hasta capítulo 3 en la clase anterior.
And we left off on this in-class activity where we wanted to list the things that we read in this chapter that seem absurd.
Entonces, pasamos en la actividad durante la clase, haga una lista de las cosas que leemos en este capítulo que parecen absurdas.
So be thinking about that for a minute because I'm going to set this up, but it's going to take a little bit.
Entonces, piensa en esto mientras hablo así.
The point of this activity is that we don't want to just see things that are absurd and label it like that and move on.
Okay, el punto de esta actividad es que no solo queremos ver cosas que son ridículas y después seguir adelante.
You know, we want to identify why there is something wrong with it.
Queremos identificar por qué hay algo malo con eso.
How are we going to be able to influence others if we're not able to articulate why we think the way we do?
Y la pregunta es cómo vamos a ser capaces de influir a los demás si no somos capaces de articular por qué cosas así son absurdas.
So I've got two examples for this. One is, you know, you're talking to somebody about the church they go to.
Okay, so dos ejemplos de este, y uno es que estás hablando con alguien sobre la iglesia a la que van.
And they say, yeah, this place is really great. They have this amazing youth group that my kids go to. They really love it.
Y si ese lugar es realmente genial, tenían un grupo de jóvenes increíble al que van mis hijos, realmente les encanta.
So at this point, you know nothing else about this church, what they believe, anything.
Okay, ahora, no sabe usted nada acerca de esta iglesia todavía, lo que ellos creen, por ejemplo.
I'm interested to see how this goes, but when you hear the word youth group, what does that make you think?
Y estoy interesado en cómo va esto, pero cuando piensas o escuchas la frase grupo de jóvenes, ¿en qué piensas?
Having fun.
Having fun.
A gym, like a gymnasium.
Okay.
Gymnasio.
Fun. Sorry, this is English. Gym. What else? What do y'all think about?
¿Qué más?
Just young people.
Young people, okay.
Jóvenes.
All young. I went to a youth group with a friend of mine in high school.
Me fui a un grupo de jóvenes en la secundaria.
And I don't remember you ever cracking open the Bible.
Y no puedo recordar abriendo la Biblia.
It was 100% just fun things together.
100% fue la diversión.
And usually there'd be some kind of like life lesson at the end.
Y solía una lección de la vida al final.
But the thing that I remember that just always stuck with me and bothered me.
Y una cosa que me molestaba.
Is the leader was trying to make a point. We watched a movie that had just horrible language in it.
Y el líder estaba tratando de hacer un punto sobre el lenguaje de una película que vimos.
And, you know, I got the point, but it was so uncomfortable sitting there in a church setting watching this R-rated movie.
Y recibí el punto, sin embargo, fue bien difícil estar en un entorno así de la iglesia mirando una película así.
And so as somebody kind of learning about the Bible, that was confusing to me.
Y yo estaba confundido, especialmente cuando empecé a aprender qué es la Biblia y las lecciones dentro de eso.
When I think about when I think about youth group, I think about activity-driven fellowship.
Y cuando pienso en un grupo de jóvenes, pienso en la actividad,
what type of activity?
Activity-driven.
Yeah, cosas que se encuentran en las actividades.
You know, more focused on life lessons than Bible teaching.
En lecciones de la vida, más que en lecciones de la Biblia.
I think misuse of church funds.
Pienso en mal uso de fondos de la iglesia.
Yeah, we met in a gym, like somebody said.
Nos reunimos en un gimnasio.
And all of those ideas, they get wrapped up into this one phrase, youth group.
Y todas esas ideas quedan envueltas en la frase grupo de jóvenes.
So you hear this person you're talking to say that, you immediately are thinking, well, that's wrong.
Y entonces escuchas a esa persona con la que estás hablando decir eso y inmediatamente estás pensando.
And right as you say that, they're like, how about you let your kids come by next Thursday? They're meeting down the road for a Bible study.
Y justo cuando piensas así, alguien dice, ¿qué tal si dejas que tus hijos vengan el próximo jueves?
And so, you know, you're like, I should reconsider this. And you maybe start asking some questions.
Y en ese momento, haces algunas preguntas.
So, you can have fun at a Bible study.
Sí, puedes tener diversión en un estudio bíblico.
I'm going to cross this one out. You can't pay for a gym.
Could meet in a gym.
Yeah, you could meet in a gym. I thought that, but I didn't want to do all the caveats. But right. Somebody paid for the gym.
Sí, es un lugar que
you didn't make the face.
Okay, no way.
But you could explain away a lot of the things that you have problems with if Bible study is the focus.
Pero puedes esquivar o desviar un poco de los problemas si se encuentran en un estudio bíblico.
So the idea is there's nothing wrong with youth group. Embry Hills has a youth group.
Y la idea que no es algo dentro de un grupo de jóvenes que sea malo. Embry Hills tiene un grupo de jóvenes, por ejemplo.
They meet an hour before worship on Sundays and they split it by age and they study the Bible.
Se reúnen una hora antes del culto de domingo y se dividen por grupos de edad y aprenden sobre la Biblia.
Some of them are singing songs and coloring and playing PowerPoint Jeopardy.
Sí, algunos de ellos cantan canciones o juegan PowerPoint Jeopardy.
Sometimes they meet people's houses and have potlucks.
Algunos de ellos se reúnen en una casa o tienen convivios juntos.
Some of these kids have become really good friends and they go to movies and they play basketball or whatever.
Y son buenos amigos y juegan baloncesto y eran una película juntos.
But what's the difference?
Pero ¿cuál es la diferencia?
The church funds are used solely for Bible teaching.
Los fondos de la iglesia se utilizan únicamente para la enseñanza de la Biblia.
Anything done in class is focused primarily on Bible teaching.
Y todo lo que se hace en clase se enfoca principalmente en la enseñanza bíblica.
And the usefulness of that supersedes the fun, even though fun can be a byproduct.
Si la utilidad reemplaza a la diversión, aunque la diversión puede ser un subproducto.
The whole idea of that is we need to be able to articulate why we think something is wrong or right.
Y tenemos que articular por qué algo sea bueno o malo.
And sometimes that can be hard to do.
Y a veces es difícil hacer.
There's another example right here in Esther 3.
Otro ejemplo dentro de Esther 3.
So I read one person's opinion about how the people telling on Mordecai were ridiculous, and he equated it to gossip.
Okay, leí una opinión de una persona acerca de cómo la gente que hablaba de Mardoqueo era ridículo y lo comparó con un chisme.
Now, I don't really agree seeing that under their system of beliefs, they were doing the right thing.
Yo realmente no estoy de acuerdo viendo que bajo su sistema de creencias estaban haciendo lo correcto.
You know, the idea of making known the wrongs of others isn't bad in itself.
Sí, en sí mismo la idea de dar a conocer los errores a los demás no es un problema.
We just praise Mordecai for doing the same thing with the eunuchs.
Y simplemente elogiamos a Mardoqueo por hacer lo mismo con los eunucos.
Their only fault would be in not respecting the God of Israel, who they surely knew about.
si su única falta sería no respetar a Dios de Israel, a quien ellos sabían.
And in this case, they were prioritizing the government above that.
Para priorizar al gobierno más allá que a Dios.
So the example here is that some of us may read this verse, like the commentator I was reading did.
Entonces el ejemplo aquí es que algunos de nosotros podríamos leer este versículo como el comentario que hablamos.
And he assigned a lesson to the verse that just was not there.
Y no había una lección ahí que él decía que él.
It would have been better to look at the action taken by the people and think, why is that wrong?
Sería mejor mirar al ejemplo y decidir por qué es malo.
Yeah, did they disobey the law? Did they lie about what happened?
Desobedieron a la ley en sus acciones.
Yeah, I think it would be hard to call what they did gossip.
Y creo que sería muy difícil decir que fue un chisme.
So that needs to be articulated better. It's worth our time to put effort into that.
Tenía que explicarle un poco mejor que solo eso.
Okay, so sorry for that super long lead up. We're going to do this activity.
Vamos a hacer esta actividad.
I want y'all to just talk amongst yourselves about the first one. List things we read in this chapter that seem absurd.
Y me gustaría que ustedes hagan una lista de las cosas en el capítulo 3 que leemos que parecen absurdas.
All right, so y'all scan through chapters just a couple minutes, 2 or 3 minutes.
2 or 3 minutes.
It's ridiculous that being that one person and wanting to kill all the others is ridiculous because it's left to be ego and your own.
All right, let's come together here. Whatever y'all came up with would be good enough to get the conversation going.
Okay, lo que encontraste será bueno para entablar la conversación.
All right, what did y'all come up with? What seems absurd to you?
¿Qué encontraste de lo absurdo aquí?
Talking about the fact that he wanted to kill the whole race of Jews just because of Mordecai. I mean, it's a little absurd to go that far.
Yes. Sí, hablamos de la liquidación de los judíos enteros en lugar de un solo hombre en Mordecai.
So, what did he lose control of there?
Y él perdió qué cosa?
His emotions, it talks about him being wrath, it caused wrath.
Right. Sus emociones subiera.
And so, that's what we can say, the absurdity of a wrath-driven decision making.
Absurdidad de su decisión rápida y subiera.
Good, that's a good first one. What else?
This king can't make any decisions for himself. Yeah. Like,
el rey no pudo hacer decisiones para sí misma.
He seems like a really weak man, where even from the very beginning, the people around him are telling him what to do, and he just does what they tell him to do. Even here in chapter 3, Haman tells him what to do, and he's just doing it because someone else made the decision. Oh, great, I can act like I'm doing something without having to come up with it myself.
Sí, él parece muy débil en sus decisiones o su falta de acción de decisiones. Por ejemplo, aquí en capítulo 3 vemos que Amán hace una propuesta y él simplemente lo hace y tratar de tomar crédito por eso, pero él no está haciendo sus propias decisiones.
That's an excellent point. This is one of several times that we see counselors running the kingdom.
Es un buen punto porque los aconsejadores están gobernando su reino.
So you may have like the absurdity of just poor leadership.
Quizás la absurdidad de liderazgo malo.
What did Haman offer because he thought he may not accept this one?
¿Qué ofreció Amán porque hubiera sido rechazado?
Lots of silver.
Yes,
10,000 talents.
I read that's 8 to 9 digits of money today.
Right. Es mucho dinero.
Yeah,
8 or 9 digits.
So, the absurdity of greed.
Su codicia era absurdo.
Did y'all come up with any more?
El hecho que todos los sirvientes del rey se tenían que arrodillar a él, o sea, es segundo como el rey, pero tenía mucha importancia, demasiado.
So he's basically urging guys and saying everybody to bow to me.
Exactly. We're really going to dive in on that in chapter 6.
Sí, vamos a meternos en eso en capítulo 6.
The funniest one to me is the length of time of heads up that is given for this.
La cosa más chistoso para mí es cuánto tiempo hay dentro de su vida, su decisión y lo que pasará.
He's going to exterminate the Jews in a year.
Él va a aniquilar todos los judíos en un año.
So like, perhaps I would have some preparation time to get ready for that.
Y quizás yo tenga un poco de tiempo de preparación por eso.
I wonder if he thought because when he cast his lot,
y me imagino cuando él echó la suerte.
It landed in the first month, and he may have been like, yes, that's Passover, I'm going to stick it to these Jews.
Se cayó en el primer mes de la Pascua, y sí, voy a hacer daño a los judíos.
But again, it's a year in the future, so it's
a time. De nuevo, es un año en el futuro, es un poco absurdo.
You would think you would calm down after a year, right?
Exactly. Y pensaría que su vida se extingue en un año.
A year is a lot of time to shift the way a lot of people think.
Sí, es un año es mucho tiempo para cambiar la forma de pensar de muchas personas.
So I wanted to go through that exercise because when I read this chapter, just with no commentary.
Sí, quería hacer ese ejercicio sin comentario antes.
It's easy to breeze by and just be like, man, these people are idiots.
Es muy fácil pasarlo por alto y pensar que ellos eran muy tontos.
But we need to identify why so that we don't make those same type of mistakes.
Pero tenemos que identificar por qué para que nosotros no hagamos o cometemos lo mismo error.
So the point about them waiting like almost a year to execute, I think there's one specific thing mentioned in the detail there that they all need to be killed on the same day.
Sí, el punto
so maybe there's like a lot of preparation and you know, mobilization.
Yeah.
Yeah, es que ellos tienen que
which is an absurd detail.
Aniquilados en un día solo. Yeah. Quizás habrá más tiempo para prepararnos.
Yeah, I agree. It's it was a little bizarre the way they came up with it.
Sí, estoy de acuerdo. Es un poco absurdo en su planificación.
Okay, so I said we're going to change after this class, but we are going to read chapter 4 today.
Okay, cambiaremos después de esta clase, pero vamos a leer el capítulo.
So, can I get a volunteer to read the entire chapter?
Capítulo entero, capítulo seis.
When Mordecai learned all that had happened, he tore his clothes and put on sackcloth and ashes and went out into the midst of the city. He cried with a loud and bitter cry. He went as far as the front of the king's gate, for no one might enter the king's gate clothed with sackcloth. And in every province where the king's command and decree arrived, there was great mourning among the Jews, with fasting, weeping, and wailing, and many lay in sackcloth and ashes. So Esther's maids and eunuchs came and told her, and the queen was deeply distressed. Then she sent garments to clothe Mordecai and take his sackcloth away from him, but he would not accept them. Then Esther called Hathach, one of the king's eunuchs, whom he had appointed to attend her, and she gave him a command concerning Mordecai to learn what and why this was. So Hathach went out to Mordecai in the city square that was in front of the king's gate. And Mordecai told him all that had happened to him and the sum of money that Haman had promised to pay into the king's treasuries to destroy the Jews. He also gave him a copy of the written decree for their destruction, which was given at Shushan, that he might show it to Esther and explain it to her, and that he might command her to go into the king to make supplication to him and plead before him for her people. So Hathach returned and told Esther the words of Mordecai. Then Esther spoke to Hathach and gave him a command for Mordecai. All the king's servants and the people of the king's provinces know that any man or woman who goes into the inner court to the king who has not been called, he has but one law: put all to death except the one to whom the king holds out the golden scepter that he may live. Yet I myself have not been called to go into the king these 30 days. So they told Mordecai Esther's words, and Mordecai told them to answer Esther, "Do not think in your heart that you will escape in the king's palace any more than all the other Jews. For if you remain completely silent at this time, relief and deliverance will arise for the Jews from another place, but you and your father's house will perish. Yet who knows whether you have come to the kingdom for such a time as this?" Then Esther told them to reply to Mordecai, "Go gather all the Jews who are present in Shushan and fast for me. Neither eat nor drink for 3 days, night or day. My maids and I will fast likewise. And so I will go to the king, which is against the law, and if I perish, I perish." So Mordecai went his way and did according to all that Esther commanded him.
Good, thank you.
Gracias. Y mil disculpas por el capítulo 4, no, no tres.
All right, let me back up real quick and mention something about the last verse from the previous chapter.
Okay, último versículo de capítulo 3.
It mentions that the city of Susa was perplexed.
Menciona la ciudadela de Susa era perplejo.
Although the Jews certainly had enemies in Susa, the majority of Persians were Zoroastrians.
Okay, los persos eran Zoroastrians, de raza, y mencionó que era confusión dentro de la ciudad.
This was a highly ethical religion that put a lot of importance on good versus evil.
Sí, fue una religión que puso mucha importancia dentro de lo malo y bueno.
I'm sorry if you don't know this word. It was monotheistic.
Fue monotheistic.
So
they were solo dios.
Yeah. So they could sympathize or empathize with a one god religion.
Pudieron tener simpatía con una religión que solo tenía un solo dios.
And there might also have been other national groups in Persia who would be fearful that their group was next.
Y quizás habría otra razas que tenían miedo que su grupo será próximo en su aniquilación.
So that may provide a bit of an idea of what the mood or thoughts of the city as a whole were.
Quizás este es un poco de contexto detrás del entorno aquí.
But as we enter chapter 4, we see Mordecai spending some time in sackcloth and ashes.
Y mientras entramos en capítulo 4, vemos que Mordecai se visto en Naruto.
What was the purpose of that?
¿Cuál fue el propósito de eso?
He was mourning.
Yeah, he's mourning. We've seen this before, right?
Sí, fue de luto y lo vimos antes, sí.
You know, either one of them was a sign of mourning, but both together indicated kind of the most distressing grief possible.
Ambos indicó una tristeza tan profundo.
These are several examples from throughout the Old Testament.
Son ejemplos aquí en la pantalla a través del Antiguo Testamento.
It was also an appeal to God.
También fue una petición a Dios.
It's like stripping away anything that makes you seem like a respectable human.
Como bajarse en humildad como una humana respetable.
And laying yourself bare before God, like, I am not worthy, your will be done.
Para mostrarte sin nada antes Dios, porque no soy digno.
And the same can be said for fasting, which Esther is going to do.
Y lo mismo puede decirse sobre el ayuno que Esther va a hacer en un minuto.
Now, another quick aside about this whole sackcloth and ashes idea.
Y ahora un a propósito en cuanto a esto.
Because I think we've read it 100 times and we're kind of used to it.
Porque lo leímos muchas veces y nos acostumbramos a eso.
You know, we understand what they're doing and what it means, but it is a little strange, right?
Y entendemos lo que hacen, pero sí es un poco extraño.
And it doesn't make as much sense in today's world. In the way
no hace mucho sentido hoy en día.
And I think the best way to understand it is by observing how different cultures today grieve.
Y pienso en lo mejor forma de pensar es en las culturas hoy en día en cómo ellos pasan por estar de luto.
So there's an image that just sticks in my mind from this disaster in South Korea from like a decade ago.
Hay una imagen en mi mente al menos de un desastre que pasó en Corea del Sur hace 10 años.
A ferry carrying a bunch of high school students overturned and killed like 150 people.
Un barco llevando más que 150 estudiantes y todos ellos se perdieron la vida.
And when the parents found out, I saw video footage of this.
Y cuando los padres se enteraron de eso, yo vi las fotos de eso.
And they expressed themselves very openly.
Y ellos se expresaron muy abiertamente.
A lot of raising hands and passing out.
Muchas acciones y gestiones con su cuerpo de sus manos arriba, cayéndose al piso.
A lot of very loud grief.
De gritos muy fuerte.
And some of that exists in America, but usually we're a little more reserved in the way that we express our grief.
Y podríamos verlo hoy en día en América, pero somos un poco más reservados en cuanto a eso.
You know, especially in smaller things than that, but it's a learned response, the way that you grieve.
Especialmente en cuanto a las cosas que son menores en comparación a esa situación. Pero tu reacción es una reacción aprendida.
And so, you know, translate that same idea back to ancient Persia.
Entonces, llevar esa idea a la Persa antigua.
And they would mourn differently than we do today.
Ellos tenían tristeza un poco en una forma distinta que nosotros hoy en día.
So Mordecai is mourning, and word reaches Esther, so she sends out one of the eunuchs to find out what's going on.
Entonces Mordecai se vistió de luto, y Esther mandó a un sirviente para encontrar qué está pasando.
He finds out, and he brings the report back, including some instructions from Mordecai.
Él encontró de hecho qué está pasando y volvió y le dijo a Esther qué está pasando.
And what does he tell Esther to do?
Y qué le dijo a Esther hacer.
Preparar para ir a ver al rey.
So get yourself ready to go to the king.
Exactly, beg.
Exactamente, rogar.
why do you think Mordecai was able to make that request of Esther? What enabled him to, you know, kind of boldly ask her to put her life at risk?
¿Por qué pensó que Mardoqueo tenía el valor hacer esta petición frente a la reina Esther?
What was his relationship to her?
Yeah, because he saw her like a daughter.
Exactly. It's his father-daughter relationship. And there's something important on the line.
Yeah, fue una relación como un padre y había algo muy importante en la línea.
You know, who would Mordecai be to ask this type of thing if he did not have that type of relationship?
Entonces, ¿quién era Mardoqueo si él no pudo hacer esa pregunta a ella?
This is a speculative who knows question.
Voy a especular.
Sí. What was happening years ago when Esther lost her parents and got put into this relationship with Mordecai?
¿Qué pasó cuando Esther se perdió de sus padres hace tanto tiempo con Mardoqueo?
Because his wise counsel would be imperative to her as queen.
Porque su consejo era muy importante para ella como reina.
And so by this point, you know, we're seeing a very clear pattern of God's providence in this story.
Entonces, a estas alturas, podríamos ver el patrón de Dios a través de los capítulos.
I'm not going to read through all of this because you can scan it while I'm talking.
Y no voy a leer todo porque puedes revisar todo.
But the idea is that God has a will and that will be accomplished.
Pero la idea es que Dios tiene sí un propósito y pasará.
And a lot of the time, not all of the time, but a lot of time, he does it through the free will actions of choices of men.
Y muchas veces, y no todo el tiempo, pero muchas veces, él realizó su plan a través de la libre albedrío de los hombres.
All right, so we're seeing God's providence here. Okay, in class activity again.
Okay, otra actividad.
We've already read verse 12 through 16. I want you to choose a verse that stands out to you the most from this passage.
Entonces, ya leímos 12 a 16 de capítulo 4. Por favor, elija un versículo que más te llame la atención.
And perhaps share why it stands out, maybe a lesson that we can learn from.
Y comparta por qué te llama la atención tanto y cuál es una lección que podríamos aprender.
The idea that, like you just said, God's will be done.
La idea que la voluntad de Dios pasará.
May not be by you, but yeah,
right. Done. Quizás no sea a través de ti, pero sí va a pasar.
It's the same words for me. I mean, Mordecai shows his faith, even though he may lose his life.
Sí, es el mismo versículo para mí porque Mardoqueo mostró su fe, aunque él podría perder su vida.
He trusts that God can revive his people from somewhere out of nothing.
Y él confía en Dios para llevarlo a su pueblo de una situación de nada.
I think that's a spectacular verse to kind of end on this with.
Creo que es un versículo fantástico para terminar.
So I really liked what Mordecai said about God's will being accomplished one way or another.
Me gusta lo que Mardoqueo dijo en cuanto a la voluntad de Dios.
Do we always think of things that same way?
La pregunta para nosotros es si pensamos así en todas las cosas que nos rodean.
You know, I think most of the time I don't look past my immediate decisions. You know, all I can see is how disastrous it would be if I made this one bad decision.
Y muchas veces no pienso más allá que mis decisiones inmediatas y qué va a pasar.
So Mordecai, he certainly saw the disaster coming.
Y Mardoqueo, por supuesto, él ve
desastres que vienen.
But he still had the clarity of mind to remember who was ultimately in control.
Pero tenía la claridad de mente para ver quién está en control.
And that is a practiced faith.
Y es una fe madura.
He didn't just learn that by reading a few manuscripts and hearing some stories passed down.
No la aprendió de leer algunas escrituras o pasajes.
It is a practiced faith to be able to see God and have faith in Him, even in the worst circumstances.
Es una fe que se puso en acción a través de circunstancias bien difíciles.
And, you know, I really hope to be like that when the worst things happen to me.
Y espero que yo sea así cuando lo peor me pasa.
You know, would I see and know that God was in control if somebody in my family passed away?
Yo vería el control de Dios en mi vida si alguien muy cerca de mí fallece.
What things in your life would shake your faith?
¿Y cuáles cosas en tu vida te sacudiría tu fe?
I'm trying to remember that. Look to this example from Mordecai.
Y por favor, trata de recordar eso y mirar a Mardoqueo por un ejemplo. Ejemplo de ánimo.
Okay, so we are going to move into the next lesson, which is that I only have 10 minutes.
Can I
just
I think we can see that same lesson in Esther's case, too, in verse 16, because she also, like, wants to go to God to see His will be done by asking for them to fast for her, right? And right. And then also just saying, like, if I die, like, willing to give her life for this cause. And I think that it's the same kind of lesson we're learning in 14 for Mordecai, but Esther as well.
We see, veremos lo mismo con Esther en el versículo 16, como Mardoqueo en 14, especialmente la petición que ellos ayunen con ella y su fe compartida con Mardoqueo. Es muy parecido.
Yeah. I'm sorry, I forgot to go through this, and you reminded me. We're going to see that's just a spectacular example from character growth.
Sí, se me olvidó recordarles de este crecimiento de carácter. Sí, pero es bien importante notar dentro de este.
So I won't ask you guys to go through these two chapters, but let's just highlight the stuff as we go through.
Vamos déjanos a resaltar algunos de ellos.
We have some examples of seeking the welfare right off the bat.
In chapter 3.
When Mordecai did not bow down or pay homage.
Cuando Mardoqueo no se inclinaba ni postraba.
You could argue that he was not seeking the welfare of the city he lived in right then.
¿Podrías argumentar que él no estaba tratando de buscar el bienestar de la ciudad en ese entonces?
But I think this highlights the struggle that we all have in balancing how we live in this world versus how we serve God.
Pero creo que eso resalta las dificultades que tenemos en servir a Dios en este mundo mientras vivimos en este mundo.
And I think he did seek the welfare by choosing the right side.
Y creo que sí, él buscó el bienestar para elegir el lado bueno.
It even highlights that he got a lot of pressure to overturn, really.
Y por supuesto, él tuvo presión para cambiar su mente y sus acciones.
Down in verse 7, we have one of the who knows questions.
Y abajo en versículo 7 tenemos otra pregunta de quién sabe.
And they cast it month after month till the 12th month, which is the month of Adar.
Y mes tras mes en la mes de Nisan.
This is where you see, who knows, did God give this year of advance notice for the Jews?
Y quién sabe, fue la mano de Dios que puso un año dentro de la decisión.
Going on to chapter 4 in verse 4.
In capítulo 4, versículo 4.
I think we immediately start seeing character growth in Esther here and the way that she responds to Mordecai.
pienso que vemos crecimiento de carácter en su respuesta al bloqueo de Esther, de parte de Esther.
She's looking out for him, and she is taking action to kind of advance past him.
Ella le cuidó al bloqueo y está tomando acciones más allá que solo al bloqueo.
You know, she's asking what, why decisions need to be made.
Él está preguntándose por qué, qué pasará.
Then down in verse 10, same thing. Esther spoke to him, the commander, and go to Mordecai and say, all the king's servants. Yeah, this is where she enacts the fasting.
Sí, es donde ella llamó para el ayuno.
I'm sorry, I'm getting off here. Oh yeah, she's still taking action here. I'm sorry, this is another example of the first one. Then down here in verse 15 and 16, we see all three of these all together.
Y después en 15 vemos todos los tres metas aquí juntos.
And I love this. If I perish, I perish.
Y me encanta esto. Si yo perezca, perezco.
She is making this bold decision that it's worth dying for to do the right thing.
Es una decisión fuerte para morirse por una causa.
So not only is that character growth, but it's also seeking the welfare of the city.
Y no solo es crecimiento de carácter, también es en buscar el bienestar de la ciudad.
And then I think all of this is the who knows whether you've come to the kingdom for such time as this.
Y pienso que todo esto tiene que ver con a quién sabe qué pasará.
Then of course back in I think Mordecai is part of the seek the welfare.
Y también en 14 Mordecai se trató de buscar el bienestar de la ciudad.
So I really like that in this, about the fourth chapter, we're really seeing everyone's character move up and kind of doing the right things.
Entonces, hasta capítulo 4, al menos, vemos el crecimiento de carácter. Ellos están eligiendo las buenas elecciones.
Man, I'm sorry to do this. We're 3 minutes away from the end of class. It's weird to start the next chapter. If y'all don't mind if we stop a couple minutes early, then we are a full lesson behind
now.
That's okay, I promise I'll make up for it, but just know you got a week off.
Okay, vamos a catch up.